Happy Monday, everybody. Thank you so much, as always, for downloading or streaming the Be Our Guest podcast. So glad you're here to kick off yet another week with us here on the podcast. Today, we've got a great show headed your way. But before we get to the show, we want to remind you of our great sponsors. And that includes our friends over at TouringPlans.com. Touring Plans are the folks that keep you out of lines and see the most amount of attractions possible on your next Walt Disney World, Disneyland, or Universal vacation. They can save you up to 4 hours in line each day of that trip. They have great resources over on their site. There's even a blog that has the latest news and what's going on with everything Disney related. Check them out today. Tell Len we said hello. They're over at touringplans.com. Please, again, support the Be Our Guest podcast with our Amazon affiliate link. It really does help support the show. You'll get all your Prime benefits, cost you nothing extra. Just bookmark it on all your devices. And again, thank you sincerely every time you use it. It's BeOurGuestPodcast.com/Amazon.
Ready to take a trip to the world? You found the Be Our Guest Walt Disney World Trip Planning Podcast. This is where your memories come front and center on our podcast stage.
Welcome to episode 1466 of the Be Our Guest Walt Disney World Trip Planning Podcast. I'm your host, Mike Rallman from BeOurGuestPodcast.com and one of the great agents over at the Magic for Less Travel. Happy Monday to you. We're so glad that you're here, kicking off yet another week with us here on the show. And even if you're having some traffic woes or maybe the weather isn't what you wanted to get to work today, we're going to keep you company on that Monday morning commute, which is probably the worst of the week. So we're going to have a good time, and we're going to make the best out of a bad situation, because last minute, I had a listener cancel on me. Now, that doesn't happen often on the Monday podcast. Let me just say, we are booked out over a year, and we have people jumping in all the time. This just rarely happens, but we're lucky. I was able to grab two friends to come on the show with us. You may know them. First of all, Ricky from DisneyWorldAfterAll.com. touringplans.com and the Mouse for Less. And Ricky, I think we're really doing this because Matt said that you can hear Ricky twice a week on the Be Our Guest podcast. How about three times this week, Ricky? What's going on?
That sounds good. I have one busy week ahead of me because I am getting ready to actually head over across the pond to London and Paris, and I leave this week on Friday. I'm taking a red eye, so I'm very excited about it, but also very nervous. So it's going to be a really fun week for me this week. Super, super excited though. I am going to Disneyland Paris though. What?
That's crazy. So what are you like? What's the quick itinerary besides Disneyland Paris? I mean, for somebody that's never gone over there before, that'd be the boat I'd be in.
So we're going to London first, flying over there, and then gonna see some of the sights. Brian wants to see, you know, Windsor Castle and all that jazz, and I got tickets to see the Harry Potter, the WB Harry Potter tour, which I'm so excited about. They actually just added Gringotts, which I'm gonna compare because I've obviously done Gringotts coaster at Wizarding World of Harry Potter, so I'm very excited to compare that. And then we were going to take the Channel, but it ended up being just as much, so we're flying now over to Paris, and we are going to do obviously the Eiffel Tower. We are going to do Disneyland Paris for 3 days, and the reason for all of this is Brian is actually running the Paris Marathon. So nice. That's the whole reason why we decided to make this trip in the first place, was because Brian said, hey, so my running group would like to run the Paris Marathon. And he's like, and I said, you are bringing your wife, right? And then he's like, I thought I'd have to talk you into it. And I said, you have met me, correct? And so that was all that it took. So,
well, you know what Brian's going to have to do at mile 19 of the marathon, right?
No.
Wee-wee.
Wee-wee.
I just came up with that one right off the top of my head.
So for those of you who would like to follow along with the fun, I will absolutely be posting on my own Instagram for all the London and Paris stuff that's not Disneyland Paris, and then on the Mouse for Less and mine and the podcast Instagram and all other social media for everything else that's Disneyland Paris. And I'm going to be doing vlogging too, so I got a really cool little toy that I'm going to play with that's a video camera thing that I'm super excited to break out while I'm there too. So there will be vlogs because I got a fun new electronic.
Be that American influencer that you are, Ricky.
Absolutely. They were going to hate me. So
yeah, just another reason to hate Americans. All right, well, have a good time. It's going to be fun.
Thank you. I'm excited.
Also joining us, we have the co-owner of the Magic for Less Travel here on a Monday. Pam Forster, what's going on?
Happy Monday. It's crazy. We never get to be on the Monday shows like this. So it's fun to start off the week.
It is.
To bring a little Disney to people's lives. So now Ricky and I are going to want to be on Monday all the time.
Mike. Absolutely. Sorry, y'all are out for
report
shows.
That's how we started. We got to stay true to our roots. But yeah, it is fun having us all three here to talk Disney on a Monday. I love this. So, you know, we talked on Friday, so we're going to kind of continue on because it's kind of weird how that worked out, that we had a cancellation and that we had this topic that we got slammed in the Facebook chat, people giving suggestions for the other stuff to do on your Disney vacation that, you know, it's not the stuff you write home about. It's not the reason you go to Central Florida, but it is thing, you know, they are things that make your trip better. And one of the things we got to talking about as we were wrapping that show was that so many of these events, a lot of times are geared towards kids, mostly, not always kids, but I mean, you got that new, boat adventure over in Crescent Lake for the kids. You got Sorcerer of the Magic Kingdom. The kids tend to like that. I know adults do too. But there's a lot of stuff like the arts and crafts. Usually that's kids at the DVC resorts. So we thought about, you know, like we looked at the radar and we do, well, there are certain things that are rumored to be happening and that Ricky kind of has her ear to the ground and she's kind of given us some ideas of what is coming up. One of the things that it's not out there yet, but it is coming up very soon. And I think it's going along with the new DVC and all the changes happening over at the Fort Wilderness area, the Wilderness Lodge, Fort Wilderness area. There is a plot of land where starting in July, and it's ironic because they're opening it on the 4th of July, which I'll be down there, and I'm actually already registered for this. The registration, we'll put the link on the Facebook page today. They're bringing paintball to Fort Wilderness, which, again, I don't know if this is like genius. Now, you do have to be 16 to play. They're bringing paintball to Fort Wilderness, and I'm excited for this because I played years and years ago. Now, that's the thing. I don't know if Disney's like way late to the game or if they're trying to go with like a low-tech version of the Void, because the Void's like, right, you know, total virtual reality. Right. This is like these things, if you've never played paintball, like they leave welts. Like if you smoke somebody out, because
they do.
If you're like,
you
if you're
are in trouble.
Exactly. If like you're hiding behind
that
a tree,
is
and you're
why
like
it is 16 and up.
Exactly.
Yes.
Cause it's all for, you know, paintball, everything's fair, fair game.
Maybe so, they use less powerful guns here.
It's life lessons. You know what? Like if you have a bad hiding spot, you deserve to get smoked right on the hiney and get a little welt there for the next week, you know, so do you remember the game when you're sitting down to dinner 4 days later. But, you know, I think it's a great idea. You know, they're going to obviously take part of the woods. You know, they do have a lot of forest areas over in the Fort Wilderness area. They're going to, you know, put in some barricades, you know, and some like hiding spots, but they have lots of natural stuff like trees and stumps. And so they're going to play, you know, it's gonna be $50 for an hour and you get in there and you can actually bring in groups. So I think this is going to be honestly, I was talking to Jackie Damon at Animal Kingdom Lodge, and she was talking about how we need to have more podcast events and meetups. I think this would be the best one.
We could have
a team Pam and Ricky against a team Mike, and we could just like spar it out with our listeners, just blow each other up. So that's common. I mean, and again, this hasn't been getting much buzz, but I'm excited that 4th of July, you know, I mean, our country was born out of, you know, the Revolutionary War, you know, with muskets and stuff.
That's terrible.
It's exciting. So, you know, I just wanted to get that out there that
my
the adults
team will
have something
be at
coming.
One of the lounges.
Yeah.
We're waiting for y'all to come back when you're done. Are you not want a welt? I mean,
it's one of those things, nobody wants it, but some people deserve it, so you know.
Oh my god. Yeah, you definitely deserve it.
I mean, to pay, if you, as soon as you put on the goggles and you get the airsoft gun, it's all fair game. So that is coming, opening July 4th over at Fort Wilderness. So I only heard that on one of their podcasts so far, so I just want to get that to us. Ricky, who has the next one, because I know that we're talking about some stuff. Okay, Pam, what did you want to share with the listeners here since we have this opportunity?
Well, so here's another one. And this is one that is, again, for adults. And I think it's really cool that Disney over the years has come up with all these really cool things to enhance or plus up a kid's vacation, as if these children need their vacation plus.
Exactly.
Who's paying the bills? Who's paying the bills? It's the adults.
Right? So finally, there's some things that are appealing to the adults. And this one is leaving from the Contemporary. It is Maui's Magical Cruise. Ooh. Now, the thing that makes this one really interesting is it's just for adults only. It's adults 21 and over. You get to go out and you will get to see the fireworks. Now, you know how Disney doesn't like to call fireworks nope. cruises. But anyways, it will be around the time of the fireworks, right?
Got it.
If you happen to look up in the sky, you'll see it.
That's cool.
But one of the cool things that you're going to get to do on this cruise is that your alcohol is included in the cruise.
Nice.
So they're going to have, now it won't be like a bunch of different drinks, but what they're going to do is start in the Contemporary, and they have a lounge area there. It's going to be on the second floor there where you check in for California Grill. They'll have an area there. They are going to have then also select drinks. I'm putting in quotes here, select drinks that will also be on this boat too.
Nice.
So there's going to be, what I heard was, there'll be like sort of like, you know how there's a drink of the day on the Disney Cruise Line? Well, they'll have like a drink that's like themed to Maui's Magical Cruise, whatever it is. I don't know, the Maui Wowie or the Maui Powie, or I don't know. These are Disney. I'm giving you material here. Feel free to use some of these. This hasn't started booking yet, so we don't have all the information on it. But I'm thinking, you know, there's all kinds of ways you could really go with this. You know, thinking about things that appeal to adults, I think having an adult only experience to see the fireworks might be really interesting, and having drinks doesn't really hurt either. So I was surprised when we went and did the Rose and Crown package that our drinks were included, and it was pretty much, you know, all you care to drink, or what, I don't know how you describe that. Drinks were included.
Yes.
And this is going to be the same with this too. So that'll be a really, I think, a cool experience for adults to have the opportunity to do. And how many things is it 21 and older?
At right. Absolutely.
So. Well, you know, it's kind of like a floating pleasure island, really, if you think about it. In a way. And I mean, we mentioned on last Friday's show, you know, they got the painting with the twist or whatever, you know, the painting with the
right,
drinks.
Right.
I mean, they're really kind of leaning into this.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah, I agree. And I think it'll be, I mean, I think this one will book early, often, and fill up. So, anyway.
And you know what? I think this was born out of the idea of that. We talked about this on Friday as well, that kids thing on Crescent Lake, that I heard a lot of adults kind of screaming like, that is so cool. Like the kids get their favorite foods, their favorite, you know, they're doing kind of team building activities or getting a really unique experience out on the water. So I think Disney's listening, and here you go, adults. You have it.
Mm-hmm.
All right, Ricky, what else do we have coming up here for the adults, things we can add onto a trip?
So, you guys know I'm at the age where I would be a millennial. So, one of the big things for us millennials is not pictures with Instagram walls, but it's actually, you know, I grew up with The Little Mermaid, and lately they've been introducing these mermaid classes, and they're for kids. But now Disney has realized that us millennials who grew up with The Little Mermaid, who wanted to be Ariel when we were, you know, kids. I mean, I even sang a solo dressed as Ariel in my second grade talent show. Like, I sang Part of Your World. I've wanted to be Ariel. I have the fake red hair. I mean, I know she's got red hair, but, you know, like, I dye my hair red. Like, you know, so I've wanted to be Ariel since I was a little kid, and now I get the opportunity to be Ariel. So you get to you get to swim with Mermaid School, and you actually get to swim with Ariel, and I am so excited about this. I am all in. Like, can I just tell you how excited I am? Like, I am signing up for this as soon as they officially release the date for it, because this is my dream. Like, I have dreamed of this since I was like 8 years old. I'm not kidding. So I'm so, so, so excited about the opportunity to get to swim, I get to put on the mermaid fin, and I get, because, you know, I've done that since I was a kid. I mean, you know, I held my legs together and I splished around like a mermaid, and like, so I get to swim around in an actual mermaid fin, and I get to swim with Ariel, and it has been a dream of mine to be able to do this since I was a kid. So I'm so excited about this. This is so cool.
And I did read that this is, you know, again, this is kind of unofficial till it is official, that this is going to take place at the wave pool over at Typhoon Lagoon.
Yes.
And they're going to have but here's the reason why. Because, you know, like the big scene, and it's even in Voyage of the Little Mermaid at the studios, the big scene where Ariel's like on the rock and the water hits.
Yes.
So they're going to turn the wave pool loose, like with the big like tsunami wave, and like you're gonna have a rock, but you got to be singing that song right at the right time. Gotta be like part of your boom, that wave hit you, world, and there you go. I mean, yes. Because that's, you know, and it's going to be documented. It's going to be a video and picture that you can get on Memory Maker.
I'm so excited about this. I can't even tell you how excited I am. Seriously. Cool. It's going to be awesome.
All right, so a few other things we're going to throw in here. I have one last one, and this is something, again, kind of going along with Friday. Over at the driving range, they're going to add a closest to the pin contest, which a lot of folks do back in their hometowns. You know, a lot of charity golf tournaments have these, and like you can win a car, you know, whoever wins closest to the pin. I think it's going to be around $20 to participate, and you get one ball. It's going to be not the range ball. It's going to be a nice, you know, one of those Mickey balls. And, you know, somehow they're going to, I don't know if they're going to chip them or what they're going to do, but they're going to have a, you know, a green about 250 yards out closest to the pin. It's going to go for 1 month. I think it goes from August 1st to September 1st, kind of the off season. It's going to end right before Galaxy's Edge opens. And, you know, it's close to the pin, free vacation for a week at Walt Disney World, deluxe resort, dining plan, the whole shebang.
Wow, so, that's awesome.
There you go. So
that's
practice,
really cool.
Practice up those driving skills. All right, Pam, I think we have one more thing that we've got our ears to the ground, and this is coming up.
I do, and this is another adult activity. And as I was reading through the description of this, I kind of, I don't know, you're just going to have to think about how adult I guess it could be, but it is an adult only photo pass opportunity. So you know how the kids get to dress up as, you know, whatever and go to Disney Springs and they'll do like that photo shoot for them and things like this? Well, this is something that adults have the opportunity to get to do something like this. So dress up as one of their favorite Disney characters. And all I kept thinking was that, you know, all those Disney costumes that you see coming out around Halloween that are supposedly a Disney princess, but like, you're like, nobody, you can't wear that. Like, nobody, like when Hannah was like a junior or senior in high school, it's like, no, you cannot buy that Alice costume. Alice never wore thigh-high stockings.
Yeah,
like,
no.
That's not okay, right?
No.
So I'm thinking, like, is this an opportunity for you to pull out those costumes?
I mean, maybe.
And get your picture done? This is frightening me. I'm just a little worried that people are going to take this a little too far. So anyways.
Hey, I mean, however you want to surprise your significant other, I guess.
I don't know. It's such an odd concept, but I guess it's, you know, it's just fitting in with that theme of offering people like, you know, extra things that they can do. So
it's all about the No,
it's actually the opposite, I think. I think it's Disney, though, trying to show that they can be cutting edge, you know, and not be so just, you know, plain and boring, which, who knows. So, yeah. So, I mean, there's a lot of things coming at, you know, Walt Disney World. You got the cruise out of the Contemporary there for the adults, all the free alcohol. You got the close to the pin contest. You got some paintball. You can welt up your fellow guests. You know,
I have one more too.
Oh, and Ricky's got one final thing. All right, go ahead.
Yes. Okay. So this one is really cool. I think it's, so, you know, they have all those vessels at Trader Sam's where, you know, you can get, the Nautilus or, you know, the, well, Disney's got, you know, everybody's all about these challenges, and Disney has the ultimate challenge that they're bringing out. And it is basically the all you can drink challenge, in the fact that you have to order one of every single one of those drinks.
So right
vessels.
There, like you could buy into DVC by the cost that you're anteing into this contest.
Oh my goodness.
So in order to be able to do this, you have to buy like every one of these drink vessels, and you can, as responsible, you can split it between like, you know, two or three of you. So like, that's what we're hearing. Cause they, you know, don't want it to be totally obscene, but you have to drink all of the vessels. You have to get all of them, and you have to drink every ounce of beverage in them. And if you do, you actually get they take away your bar tab for that. So like, you know, like it's, you drink for free.
It's like the big steak in Texas at the like roadside.
Exactly. It's like the steak challenge, except for this is the drinking challenge. I mean, it's a big challenge. You know how big some of those vessels are and how loaded with booze they are. So, but you have to get, it's every single vessel too. So, I mean, you know, if you top out at three people and some of those vessels, you have to have like three or four and drink one of them. So yeah, it's definitely a challenge for sure.
So do you get to keep the mugs?
absolutely. You 100% get to keep the mugs.
Either way, like, you get to keep the mugs, right? Because, I mean, you're paying for the drinks. I mean, the mugs are yours either way.
That's true. That's
Do you get your picture on the wall? I mean, you should at least get that.
Ooh, you should totally get, like, at Olivia's, right? Yes, you should totally get your picture on the wall.
So if you complete the challenge at Trader Sam's, you get your picture on the wall at Olivia's?
Yes. Well, no, not at Olivia's. At Trader Sam's.
Nice. You know what, though? I think Disney is finally listening to, you know, our needs as adults. So I'm excited that these opportunities are coming for the adults, and you know, we're going to get these in there, and the thing is we want to hear your feedback, because this stuff is coming here starting this summer for some of the events, this fall for some of the other events. We want you to let us know. So there's a date we want you to let us know by. If you take, you know, when you do these events, we want to get trip reports. We want to hear firsthand. We want to hear from you by April 1st, 2019. Happy April Fool's Day, everybody.
Yay!
we came up with some things that were at least a little possible.
That's right.
It's tough. I mean, nothing tops the Best Friends Pet Resort. You know, the new resort coming to Walt Disney World. That was one of my favorites from years past.
That was an awesome one. Sleeping on the beach
with
Doing how to do Walt Disney World for free. Not for cheap, but for free. Yes, that was a good one too. Yeah. So if you're one of our newer listeners, go back and look around the April 1st date over at brguestpodcast.podbean.com. You can check out some of the shows. Some of them are actually half numbers, just so you have a little heads up. This one, we hopefully got you because it landed on a show day. All right, so that is actually going to do it for today. Just a little fun here on a Monday to kind of laugh things through. And we'll be back to the trip reports again next Monday. Of course, Wednesday, listener questions. Friday, another topical show. Today's show, and I haven't checked on this one yet, but it's brought to you by touringplans.com. So, hey, we did our best.
Knowing Len, it's still brought by touringplans.com. He had me write that one article one time about the Frozen attraction taking over Stitch's Great Escape. So,
that's right. I forgot about that. Yes. So he's cool with it. So stay out of line. See the most amount of attractions possible on your next Walt Disney World, Disneyland, or Universal vacation. Check them out today over at touringplans.com. Please support the show with our Amazon affiliate link. It's brguestpodcast.com/Amazon. Give us a follow on social media, Instagram and Twitter at BeOurGuestPod and at BeOurGuestMike. And of course, drop by the Facebook page at facebook.com/BeOurGuestPodcast. Thanks for laughing along with us. We hope you enjoyed today's show. And, you know, if you can't laugh at yourself, what can you do? We just want to have some fun with you. So for Pam and Ricky, I'm Mike. Wish you a great Monday. Be careful, especially if you're in an elementary school. I've been there. It's a dangerous place to be today. Because everybody's going to be like, look, you got something on your shirt. And get you in the nose. So have a good day. Get your coworkers. And we'll see you real soon.
You've been listening to the Be Our Guest Walt Disney World Trip Planning Podcast. If you have questions, comments, or would like to be a guest on the show, please visit our website at brguestpodcast.com. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you real soon.